Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. I'm taking a break from painting tonight. I've got a fantastic guest tonight. All the way from out west, we've got metal singer-songwriter Andrew W. Boss.
Hello.
How are you tonight,
Hello.
Andrew? Hello.
I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm very good.
Again, so sorry about that timing mess up there. Man, I'm all turned around now. But I'm glad we worked it out. So, Andrew, you're out of Salt Lake City?
Yeah. I'm in Salt Lake City right now doing a little bit of rehearsing.
Nice. I like Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City is always a fun time. Always have a good time there.
Yeah.
Always lots going on. Big punk scene there, too, and industrial music scene. Now, is there a big, like, rap metal scene as well going on in Salt Lake City?
No.
No.
I'm like the redheaded stepchild out here. Yeah.
I gotcha.
They don't even
know
what to do with me out here.
So, you know, put out a record, and instead of playing around local there, you just do a national tour instead, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Exactly, yep.
That's cool, man. That is cool. Now, let me ask you, were you you raised out there? Are you a Salt Lake City native? Cool. Now, were you always, the band guy, the guy in the bands and stuff and music and all that?
Yeah. I've been, writing music and doing something with music since I was a teenager.
Nice. That's cool, man. I'm a painter by trade, but a lot of my friends, I would say the majority of my friends are, in bands and musicians and whatnot. So I hang out with a lot of those types of people, and
yeah.
I don't know why, it just kind of worked out that way. But it's cool, man. There's always like that one guy that you'll see in like different bands and stuff, and he's the guy who's kind of got it together. He makes sure everybody rehearses. He lines up gigs. He, he's always got 15 guitar chords that he doesn't use in his closet, and 78 pedals. Are you that? Were you like that guy? You like a lot of gear and stuff like that?
Well, I'm an entrepreneur, so that's where my brain is at. My brain is always, what are we gonna do to make this bigger and better, and how are we gonna get this done and go there and do that, and so. All of my goals are kind of like stuff that I want to do. I don't really have like monetary goals. And so I'm kind of the business, calling and harassing people a million times and emailing people a million times and that kind of stuff.
I hear that. I'm the same way in the art world. You know what I mean? On the art side of it. It's, you got to have that hustle on, man. If you want to get to the, from point A to point B. And so a lot of people, especially in the creative business worlds, they seem to have a problem with that. I always thought that was kind of nonsense. I'm like, even if you are doing something creative, there's a business side of it. There's a sell side of it. That's what you got to do. You got to get the word out there.
Well, it a lot of people don't realize how much of that goes into it, a lot of people are still in the mindset nowadays that you get a record deal and then you're freaking famous and a millionaire, and that's just how it happens, and that's not what happens. Like, there's a lot of work. You got to be ready to work.
Absolutely. And you have to. I mean, every day it is, I get a lot of I'm probably down the road a little bit from you age-wise, but I get a lot of young people that will email me or, talk to me at parties or clubs or whatever, and they're like, oh, I want to do what you're doing, man. I just want to sit around and paint all day. And I'm like, yeah, I want to do that too. I said, they get ready.
Yeah, right.
I said, you're looking at 18-hour days, and out of that, maybe 4 or 5 of that is painting. the rest is on working that phone and then – sending an email.
I imagine
in your business, it's even worse, because you have much more things to orchestrate, tours and
well,
and
it's just
all
like
that.
any yeah, exactly. And any touring band will tell you like all these fantasies about you just you go out on tour and there's just mad bitches and mad coke and like all like it's just a nonstop party. And when we're on tour, we're just praying that we can sleep today, you know, before we go to the next city. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just a lot of work.
Absolutely.
And it's really hard.
And, you know, and the thing is, this is what people don't get either. And I'll tell any of the listeners Andrew mentioned, Mad Coke and stuff. From what I've heard, it's hard to get shit done when you're doing that, you know. You'll talk about getting a lot of stuff done, but actually doing it. A lot of time's been wasted on that, or so I've heard. I personally have no knowledge of any type of bad behavior, but, you know, wink, wink.
Right, not me. Not me personally, but a friend of mine. A friend of mine told me.
Oh, man. You know, the thing is, when you're in that lifestyle, too, you'll have this moment of clarity where you're like, man, I've spent X amount of money. I could have done whatever. That's a lot of recording studio time. That's this or that. You know, it's whatever. But I'm glad you're on the ball, Andrew. You got it going on. You know, you're making it happen, and that is cool. Now, tell us about your we're going to play some of your music here. I've got it all queued up. It's fantastic, too. I'm a big, big fan. I've been watching some of your videos on YouTube and whatnot and listening to it. Also on Spotify, I believe. Fantastic work. Fantastic work.
Thank you, man.
Now, was this this latest album that you did, was that a long process getting that together and whatnot and getting that knocked out?
Yeah, it was a little more than a year in the making, and we still had a couple of songs we didn't get to that didn't get on the album. But I just felt like so many of the other projects, you end up rushing and putting out something that you go back and listen to, and you're like nitpicking the shit out of it, you know. You could have done this and you could have done that. And so with this album, with me and Jim producing the album, I wanted to take my time and just make sure that it was an album that I wanted to listen to. And that was the number one goal, was I wanted to make the album that I wanted to make. And if it took a year, then it took a year, kind of a thing.
Right. I gotcha. And we should mention, folks, the name of the album is Invincible. It's the latest from Andrew W. Boss. And, it is out everywhere. It's on wherever you buy digital music, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
He's on it, baby. He's on it. He's got it out there. Full-length album. This isn't a three-song EP or anything like that. A lot of work. Now, you'd mentioned Jim, and of course we're talking about Jim Fogarty, Killswitch Engaged, All That Remains, Shadows Fall, etc. Fame. How did you two hook up? How did that come about?
Well, I kind of one of my favorite bands, my favorite albums is For We Are Many from All That Remains, and he did that album. And so I was searching around for producers and people that I wanted to work with here locally, and I just loved their album, and I was like, if I love their album that much, I should at least try and work with the people who made the album, you know? And that's kind of where the idea came at. And I hit up his studio and his people, and the first song we did together was Decay, and it turned out really well. And he liked how different I was and what I was going for. And we decided to do the whole album together, and I think it turned out really, really good. I'm glad that he decided to do it with me.
That's awesome. That's cool too. When you meet somebody, you're gonna work with them, and then it just clicks, you know. And that's awesome. That doesn't always happen, but I'm glad it did.
No. And it was good because he was very honest with me. Like, if we needed to, he would tell me like, you need to redo those guitar tracks. You need to redo those vocal tracks. Like, it needs to be, better. You can do better. Go do it. And that's, and a lot of engineers, I'll say, are happy to just mix and master your shit and then just call it good.
Right.
And he wasn't really like that. And that was a big deal for me, because I need that kind of input, a second ear, because I'll get stuck on an idea and he'll send me something back and be like, you need to redo this. And what if we put this over here? That would be cool, kind of a thing. And so it just worked really, really, really well together.
Outstanding. Well, let's play a track so people know just how cool this is. I've got them all queued up. What should we hit people with first, do you think?
Do you want to go heavy first, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think let's melt somebody's face off. Why not, you know?
Yeah,
that's
let's
what I
go
say. We'll
Invincible.
Wake them up. Awesome. Here it is, folks. This is track 3, Invincible. Check it out. Andrew W. Boss. I dig this track. Here it is. Andrew W. Boss. What a track. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
I'm digging it, Andrew. I'm digging it. Now, when you're writing a song like Invincible, I mean, is there a specific way that you kind of, I mean, I imagine they're all different, right? Or do you have a set way that you write, like a ritual almost?
No. I generally like to write to the music. That's usually easier for me when I have the music. Like Invincible, the drums, bass, and guitar were done by Pablo Viveros from Chelsea Grin. And so he had all the music, for me, and then I went home and I wrote vocals to it. But there's other tracks where I have a song on the album called Breakdown, and I actually had that. I had the melody and all the singing parts in my head, and I went into my rehearsal studio, and I just put on a click, and I recorded my vocals to a click. There wasn't any music or anything, and then we kind of built the song around the vocals, and that's really the only song that I've ever done that to, but I like that one a lot.
Oh, yeah, outstanding. I mean, it's a fantastic track. Was it kind of weird though, like doing it that way, you know, out of the norm for you? Or did it just kind of gel?
It was really weird. It was really weird, but I would assume that you do this with your painting too, where you get moments of inspiration and you're like, I need to go right now and do this. And that was kind of how that song was. Like, I had the melody in my noggin. And I had to go. It was like 3 a.m. I went straight to the rehearsal studio. I plugged it in and I belted it out. And Mist of Grey was like that too. The track that is on Mist of Grey for my chorus is the first take that I did for that song. And it ended being the one on the CD. And sometimes it just flows like that. And then other times I'll do a song 1,000 times.
Right.
And yeah,
it's cool when they do flow. You know, it is. I tell you a weird thing that happens to me sometimes is my girlfriend Danny will look at me and she's like, "I thought you said you were gonna work on an idea you had." And I'm like, "I am working on it. I'm staring off into space. I'm working in my brain on it." You know, and then it'll click, and then I'm like, "Okay, I'll be back." And I go in the studio and start, you know, slapping paint around. But yeah, sometimes I got to think about it. I got to figure it out. And it's, I don't know, it's just one of them things, you know. But sometimes, man, you know, it's funny because the general public, I imagine this happens with you too, where they see the finished product or they hear the finished product and they think, oh yeah, you just sat down and wrote that, banged that out. And man, sometimes these paintings fight me a little bit. You know, I'm wanting to throw them in the street. But I haven't lost that fight yet. You know, I usually will. And a lot of people tell me, oh, just walk away from it. You know, just work on something else. And I'm like, I got to get it. I got to get it. And like you said, I'll do things 100 times. And tell you, with my stuff, how people can tell if that's happened. Because they don't know at the end, because they just see the finished thing, and I think, oh, there it is. But I'll tell you, I notice when I go to ship the painting, like when it sells, and we go to wrap it up and ship it, the weight, I'm like, oh, there's some thick paint on there.
Yeah.
You know, where I painted over something 100 times. But, yeah, they don't know.
It's kind of a lot of that stuff is like, I call it moments of clarity. And a lot of people are like, well, you did it once, you can do it again. And I'm like, no, not always. Sometimes it's just like the right time, right imagination kind of thing, and it comes out of you. And it's like a one in a million thing. Like at any other situation, you wouldn't have done it like that. And it's a good thing you were like, and some things, it's a good thing I was recording, because it probably would not have ended up like that had I gotten to do it again, just because of the way that my brain works. And so there's a lot of different moods and emotions and stuff like that that go into it, into the whole recording process. So it's cool. I'm very addicted to it.
Nice. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When I grow up, I want to make a pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price. $6. It's going to be the best pizza ever.
Sorry, kid. It's been done. Introducing the new Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza. A large pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price.
But my mom said...
Shh. This much cheese and pepperoni is what dreams are made of. Come get a large, hot and ready Extra Most Bestest Pizza for just $6. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Hey folks, Jimmy Rocks here. Hey, when ordering from Metal Babe Mayhem, use my code, POPROCKS. Don't forget to put that in when you get to the checkout page. There's a little space there. Put in POPROCKS. You save 20% on your whole order. How cool is that? Okay, back to the show.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Nice. Now, do you have like a setup at your place where you can, if you have an idea, like you can bang it out, or at least like lay down some tracks or something? Or do you actually go to the, like, leave your house and go to the studio and whatnot to do most of your work?
I have a rehearsal studio that I go to and I have a setup, and I'll record stuff there. I don't have anything in my house, but I can go there any time of the day, pretty much, and go and record stuff.
Nice. Well, that sounds like a sweet setup, man. A sweet setup.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to let Andrew's got a fantastic website, and we have a link on the show page and on my website as well. It's very easy to get to. It's andrewbossmusic.com, andrewbossmusic.com. I like this website because, you know, hey, I'm an old man, and it's easy to navigate. It's easy to navigate.
Yes.
I can find out information. All my weirdo artsy-fartsy friends, they need to go to your website and see how it's done correctly.
I'm glad you say that because my whole deal was if it doesn't work on my phone, then I don't want it.
Exactly.
Because all these kids are on their phones
the
these days.
Right, yeah, or looking at their phone. That's exactly. That's it, exactly.
Yep.
One of the cool things about Andrew's website is right at the top of the page over to the right are links to Andrew Boss's social media. Now, you know, all the different platforms and whatnot. I suggest you like, subscribe, follow, you know, whatever you got to do there, man. And that way you can keep up to date with what's going on. Because, Andrew, you got a lot of stuff happening, man. You are getting next month. And I know we're not into August yet, but in August will come and go quickly, especially when you're planning a big tour like this. I mean, it's ginormous. You're starting out in Cleveland, right, in September, beginning of September?
Well, we have like the first four or five shows that we're not going to be doing with Twisted. So we start out in Denver.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So we start out in Denver, and then we do the whole West Coast and then back over to the East Coast and Florida and Texas and everywhere.
Yeah. I was seeing that. I was scrolling through, and, you know, and it's funny because I don't know, you know, I've been a few places and whatnot, and I tell you, one of the ones that jumped out at me, venue in Greensboro, North Carolina, the Blind Tiger. I used to know a couple gals who had a burlesque troupe that used to perform there. And that's a cool venue,
yeah.
man. Yeah. That's
awesome.
Yeah, I know that place. A couple of these places on here. But yeah, you're playing some great venues and whatnot. Culture Room, you know, that's a staple in Fort Lauderdale. And
yeah,
just very cool stuff. Very, very cool stuff. Now, is this your first big tour like this, or have you done this before?
We did the summer tour with Twisted, and that was pretty cool. We had interesting stuff everywhere. We had crazy people in Albuquerque and a really cool venue. Ace of Spades out in Sacramento is awesome.
Oh, man.
And
yeah,
it's crazy because it's always like weird to think about, you know, as a musician, how just insane we are. Because if you step back and you think about it, like, okay, I'm going to go to New York where nobody knows who I am, and I'm going to play music that I made up myself to a crowd of 600 people who have no idea who we are or what we're going to play. And it's going to be awesome. Like, all of that sounds completely insane. But we do it, and it turns out good. And so I'm extremely stoked. I've never been to New York before. I've been back east, but never to New York. And so we have, like, five shows in New York, like four or five in New York. And then we have, like, five shows in Florida. And I'm just stoked to continue the insanity train down this road of music that we're doing.
Very, very cool. Well, like I said, I'm looking at some of the dates on here and some of the venues, I should say. And yeah, the Waiting Room in Buffalo, man, that is a kick-ass venue.
Yeah.
I had a good time at the Waiting Room. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
my drummer is from cool. Buffalo.
Oh, well, there you go, man. There you go.
He is.
A lot of good people in Buffalo. A lot of cool people in Buffalo. Cool. Now, do you go through a like a promotions company that sets these up, or is this you getting a hold of these venues and booking this stuff and whatnot?
Well, this tour is Twisted's tour. They're the headliner, and we're going as a part of their tour. And so we did their summer tour, and we were looking around for tours and stuff that we could do. Because we want to go out with somebody. We're looking to, you know, go out with somebody who has already been out on the road and successful, like Twisted. And so we're jumping on their bandwagon, and me and their manager worked it out. And so we're going to hit the road, and they have a really solid following all over the United States, and their fans seem to really dig us. So we're happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, I would be too, man. I would be too.
Yeah, man.
And that's cool too for you as well, because you're picking up new fans and you know, meeting new contacts and all of that. And besides, as everybody knows, when you go on tour, it's you know, mad bitches and cocaine. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Exactly. Every night. Especially in Florida.
Second piece, you got a window. Oh, man. That's true. Poor Florida. I know. It's, you know, it's one of those things where you see some crazy thing on the news, you're like, oh, please, it's Florida.
Yep. That was Florida.
It happens. Let's play another track, man. Let's play another track. What should we hit? What should we play next, do you think?
A lot of people like Clean.
Okay. We can do that. We can make that happen. It's track two. This is Andrew W. Boss's Clean with a K, not a C. So there you go. Here it is, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. excuse I cannot hide. I said just yesterday that that was it, there's no more fit. A new man brings a new conscience, and I'm not equipped to handle this, but I must commit and lose the sense of everything that I'm dealing with. And I feel the itch controlling my mind. Today I'm not clean, but it's like a time. Choice, and now it's turning back on me. Everywhere I turn, I'm told to stay, and so I say, okay, it's one more day, and then I leave, but now I can't be clean.
I can't take it.
Andrew W. Bott. Fantastic.
I'm telling you.
Now, how does a track like Clean come to you, Andrew? I gotta know.
Well, Clean is kind of a long story, but it is one of like our most requested songs. So my brother Flip, when I was younger, he was in a band called Twisted Sable. And they ended up having a decent amount of success. They had like a artist development deal with Dave Ellison, and they were down in Phoenix, and they played around and did stuff. And then that kind of fell apart. And Clean, they had a song on their little EP that they were doing with Dave Ellison called Clean. And that's where the chorus comes from. And so kind of as a tribute to my brother's band, I took some of the lyrics from their song, and then I turned it into my song. And so, like, people who have heard that song may recognize the lyrics, but it doesn't sound anything like their song. And for me, I wrote my rap verses and rearranged everything, the whole song is about me getting sober and quitting drinking and quitting, you know, being a little asshole. And it was kind of a rough deal. And so I thought that a lot of people could relate to that, kind of that when you almost like when people quit cigarettes and like every day you just kind of feel that itch in your brain, like, you know, I'll just have one more and I'll be clean tomorrow, kind of a thing. Like, I'll just one more. I'll start tomorrow, kind of a thing. And so I thought that was something that everybody could really relate to. And what's funny is Twisted Fable's drummer, Corey, is now my drummer, and Flip plays guitar for me in my band. So it ended up coming full circle on the whole song and the whole project and everything. And so it has a lot of deep meaning for me and for a lot of people who are listening to the album. They really, really dig that song, and so I'm really happy on how it turned out.
That's awesome. Hey, and good job on shedding the knucklehead stuff. I've been there.
Yeah.
I feel your pain. I know where you're coming from. It was rough,
dude, because I'm an angry drunk, and that's just not good, man. That's not good for your stress or anything, and so it had to go.
No. It had to go. Yeah, you know, and the thing is you wind up in bad situations given that, you know.
I hear you.
It's, you know, it's, I tell you the weird thing, the weirdest thing, and I didn't have anything like any big moment when I kind of cleaned up my act a little bit. I just did. I just had enough. You know, I was like, okay, time for a change, and made that happen. But the weirdest thing is when you run into people or you talk to people on Facebook or wherever that you haven't really seen in a while. Like they only know you from that part of your life, you know, and they're kind of like, what the hell happened? You know, what's going on there? And
I get that a lot. They they knew me when I was a teenager, and it's just not who I am. They wouldn't even recognize me, you know.
Right. Well, and it's because you got shit to do, man. You got shit to do, and you know it's hard. You know, it's funny because everybody has that. You know, they think of the celebrities they see in the spotlight that have these, you know, the famous breakdowns and whatnot, the Robert Downey Jr.'s and all that, you know.
Right.
And it just comes a point where they got to get their shit together. You know?
Yeah.
All it is. You do or you don't, you know. That's the thing. But I'm glad you did. Well, that's cool, man. That's probably what I bet you a lot of people can relate to that because of that. You know, they know where you're coming from. That's cool.
I hope so. I hope somebody can listen to that and go like, yeah, I can do this. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody listening, and, you know, I don't want to be preachy or anything like that, but I'm telling you, man, there's all kinds of things, you know. If you're having problems because of your, you know, whatever, you're partying or drinking or whatever. And you know if you know shit's going bad, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take care of that stuff. Sometimes you may need to go, you know, to a room full of a bunch of other people having those same issues. And if that's what you got to do, you do whatever you got to do. Life is so much better.
Exactly.
When you get all your shit taken care of, that's all I'm saying, man.
It is, man. It is. It's so much easier.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, one of the. And again, not to harp on it. There was a time in my life when I would, you know, wake up the next day and kind of suffer through the hangover. And one of the things I hated more than anything, worse than any hangover, was going through my phone, seeing who I had called the night before. Or another good one was I'd always empty my pockets, so the pants I wore the night before, and there'd be like ATM receipts and shit in there. And I'm just like, how did I do that? That's not good at all.
I always thought that like a case of beer or like a case of anything should come with like one apology card for each beer that's in there so that you can just write apology notes to your friends and stuff. Like, I'm sorry I was a fucker last night. Like, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was a Modelo.
Exactly. And it's crazy. Crazy. Well, you know, hey, you got it handled. You handled your scandal. Now you're going on a big tour. You're opening up for a fantastic band. I mean, you got a new album out. Life's pretty good.
Yeah. It's going amazing.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year,
some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
That's cool. Now, do you do now, I know that going on a big tour like this is, you know, physically demanding. Do you do stuff to get ready, like, for that? Like do you train and that kind of stuff, or
yeah.
How much of clean living helps a lot too.
Yeah, I do. I have little routines, and my biggest problem that I have right now, and I don't care who knows it, is I have a wild addiction to Reese's peanut butter cups that I just can't control. And I'm really struggling, man, but I'm going to get it together before the tour starts. And,
nice. We'll
get it going.
Now, you know all these girls are going to be bringing Reese's peanut butter cups to the shows now and stuff like that. It's just going to get worse.
I know.
I don't know, man. My girlfriend for Christmas last year got me one of them. It was the biggest Snickers bar I've ever seen in my life. The thing was like a foot long. It was ginormous.
Yeah.
Weighed like 5 pounds or something. I'm like, man, that's a big candy bar. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. Now, we mentioned, you know, your social media and whatnot. Is there a particular social media platform you favor more than the others, or you're on them all equally, would you say?
I would say Facebook. If anybody's on Facebook, mm-hmm. they can message me on Facebook and follow along. Where all of us are on Facebook. I'm not really big on the whole social media stuff. I probably should be a little bit more, but I got Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and those are the ones that I actually check up on and stuff. But Facebook, usually we have like a group chat in Facebook, so we're usually like connected on Facebook every day, usually.
That's cool. And on the folks on the Andrew W. Boss Facebook page, one of the cool things on the left-hand side, it says tour dates. And you can click on that, and it shows all the dates. They've got them all listed there. And you can get tickets and RSVP and all that. I suggest you, you know, especially on a tour like this, if the boys are coming to your town, get your tickets. Get your tickets. Because a lot of these are going to sell out. So you don't want to be, you know, trying to take your gal to the show and, you know, you can't get in. That ruins the date. That ruins the date. Real big time.
For sure.
They understand you didn't think ahead. Get your tickets in advance. Hey, Jamie Rock told you. Come on. That's cool, man. So, yeah, Facebook's all right. You know, it drives me crazy sometimes, but I hear you.
Yeah.
Now, what are your thoughts on videos? I've been watching a lot of your videos on YouTube and whatnot. You like making them, or like half my friends dig in bands, they dig making videos. The other half, you know, it's a necessary evil. What do you fall on that spectrum?
I feel like it's a necessary evil. I'm not too excited about doing the music videos because all of the ideas that I have require a shit ton of money that we just don't have right now, and like a real production. So that's why I haven't done a whole lot of videos. I'm kind of waiting to see, maybe in the fall we'll do a couple real professional videos and some of the ideas that I have and try and make them, because I always hate like the half-assing videos. And I always feel like we could have done better, you know. And so it's a love-hate relationship with the videos. And I'm not really a model or anything like that. So we go in for a photo shoot, and I end up like Will Ferrell on that movie where he doesn't know what to do with his hands and shit. And, like, I'm just not. I'm so comfortable on stage, but I'm not comfortable, like, getting my photo taken or shooting or a music video. It's a whole different vibe. Like, you come and see us live and we are out of control the entire show, but you stand us in line and tell us that you're going to take our photo and we all turn into fucking retards. I don't know what's wrong with us. But yeah,
I mean, some people are like that, you know. Some people are like that. It's just you know, sensitive artists.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. That's why people go to see you. That is cool. Well, one of the cool things too is when you're on stage, if I understand it correctly, is you can, you know, you have all this energy and whatnot, and you throw it towards the audience, and then the audience kind of throws it back. You know, you kind of feed off that.
Yeah.
And that's cool to see. That I've seen that happen with bands. I've seen it not happen with bands too, and that ain't so much cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it sounds like you've got it. Well, let's do one more track, and before we wrap things up, it's just such great music. What should we end things out with, do you think?
Maybe we should end things out with maybe a weird one that usually don't play. Let's do Coming For You. A lot of places don't want to play that song, and I really like that song.
I hear you. Well, here it is, folks. This is Andrew W. Boss, Coming For You. Check it out. Hey, West folks, coming for you, Andrew W. Boss. What a track. Another great track. I like that track, Andrew. It's awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I really like that track.
Very, very cool. A couple things before we end the show out, I got to mention. I was just, again, over at your website, andrewbossmusic.com. And, folks, when you go over there up at the top of the page, click on the store page, and it gets you over to the Andrew W. Boss store. And there's cool shirts and all that. Very, very cool stuff. You got CDs and shirts and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And also, Andrew, you guys got some shows coming up, right? They're local in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, we got two shows before we hit the road. There's a rock band here called Royal Bliss that we're going to be playing with on August 4th. And that's at the Royal. And then August 26th, we're doing a festival called Attack of the Ninjas downtown Salt Lake City. And there's like 40 bands that are playing and hip-hop acts and this everything. And that's downtown at the complex on August 26th.
Very cool. Very cool. And while you're down there, folks, you know, if you bring your gal, you take her around in one of those horse-drawn carriages around down. No, don't do that. If you're going to a festival, that's a different vibe entirely.
Yeah.
Those aren't fun, though. Cool. Well, Andrew, I want to mention to everybody again before we close up, all these tracks we played tonight, plus many more, are all available wherever you buy digital music. You guys are on everything, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Anywhere they get their stuff from, we're there.
Very, very cool. Well, that's awesome. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you again for being on the show and, bearing with
Absolutely.
Me. With the time screw up on my end. Gosh. But we all, it worked out. It worked out. You saved the day, so that's a good thing. folks, this show will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including for free on iTunes. If you are listening to the show in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor if you're over on iTunes there. Hit that ratings and review. That keeps us up at the top of the page, and that's where we like to be. And our advertisers like it really a lot too. And that makes my life oh so much easier. So cool. Mm-hmm. Andrew, break a leg and safe travels and everything, man. It's going to be a blast. You're going to kick ass.
Thank you very much, brother. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I'll be checking you out when you're down here in Florida. I'm looking at that at the Culture Room show. I'll probably see you there, man.
Yeah, man. I was going to say, I need a nice painting of Captain America I can hang on my wall.
Nice. I'll message you about it. I can make that happen.
Let me know.
We got to paint you as Captain America.
Yeah, maybe we could do one each or something like that. I don't know. But
very
that would
cool.
Be, that
well,
would
we'll be great. We can make that happen. Hey, folks, tonight is Wednesday. Tomorrow we normally have a show on Thursday night, but I've got some stuff happening, so we will be back on Monday. So we will be seeing you then. Have a great weekend, everybody. Keep your powder dry and stay safe. See you then. Thanks again, Andrew, for being on, man. You rock.
You're welcome. Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. Folks, we'll see you next time.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.